This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says visit by the head of state of Bangladesh pivotal for strengthening the bilateral ties between the two countries. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and visiting Bangladeshi President Mohammad Abdul Hamid discuss various aspects of Nepal-Bangladesh relations. Regional conference of the honorary consuls starts in Kathmandu and U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor tells impeachment hearings that the American president directly asked about a Ukrainian investigation. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said that the visit by the head of the state of Bangladesh after a long interval would play an important role in strengthening the bilateral ties between the two countries. Addressing the state banquet held in the honor of the Bangladeshi president, President Bhandari said that such high-level visits would strengthen and expand the relations between the two countries. President Bhandari also said that prosperity could be achieved by the optimum usage of both the country's natural resources. Speaking on the occasion, President of Bangladesh Mohammad Abdul Hamid said that important discussions were held regarding trade and investment during the high-profile talks held in course of his official visit to Nepal. Bangladeshi President Hamid said that Bangladesh was to provide any sort of help to Nepal for achieving socio-economic development and for realizing the national campaign of Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali.
Expansion of trade and investment, establishing strong road, rail, and air connectivity. Our two countries have immense potential and must enhance cooperation. The government of Nepal will be successful in implementing its policies for socio-economic development of the country and fulfill your vision of Samriddhi Nepal, Sukhi Nepali.
He said that Bangladesh was moving ahead with the concept of equitable development for achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari held a cordial meeting with Bangladeshi President Mohammad Abdul Hamid yesterday. The office of the president has stated that during the meeting held at the office of the president at the presidential palace Sital Niwas yesterday, the two presidents discussed the matters of mutual interest and expanding the existing relations between the two countries. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Ishwar Pokhrel, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali and high-level government officials from Bangladesh also attended the meeting. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun held a cordial meeting with visiting President of Bangladesh, Hamid, at his office yesterday. Matters relating to mutual interest and concerns between the two countries were discussed during the meeting. Yesterday itself, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and visiting Bangladeshi President Hamid discussed various aspects of Nepal-Bangladesh relations. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Gyawali, who was also present in the meeting, said that the two leaders held serious talks about transforming the existing close and trade relations into economic collaboration. On the occasion, the Bangladeshi president gave the assurance to provide every support to realize the national government's campaign of making Prosperous Nepal and Happy Nepali. The leaders also exchanged views related to expansion of connectivity, energy exchange, use of Bangladeshi port, tourism and trade promotion, among others. Prime Minister Oli, on the occasion, requested for efforts to encourage Bangladeshi investors to invest in energy production in Nepal, which could ease the power demand in Bangladesh. He said the collaboration in the expanding forums, international forums on climate change and other regional and global issues, expanding cooperation in waterways, aviation, education, transport and agriculture sector also featured during the deliberations. Likewise, visiting Bangladeshi president met with Communist Party's chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda and exchanged views on strengthening bilateral ties between the two countries. The regional conference of the honorary consuls has started in capital Kathmandu with an objective to advance the cause of economic prosperity through economic diplomacy. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon inaugurated the conference attended by altogether 200 honorary consuls from various countries yesterday. Organized by the Honorary Consul Corps Nepal and World Federation of Consuls, the three-day event would deliberate on the issues such as gender equality, climate change and melting of the glaciers, and networking sites and prosperity, among others. The participants will also forge a partnership for prosperity through the expansion of economic diplomacy, trade, tourism, culture and social activities. The conference also aims to promote Visit Nepal 2020 as well as enhance Nepal's image in the international forums. On the occasion, Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali said building prosperous Nepal was the top agenda of the incumbent government in wake of political stability and Nepal entering the phase of economic transformation. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa has said a strong and reliable information system is needed to prevent criminal activities. Giving his remarks during the concluding session of the Operation Command and Leadership Development Training organized in Kathmandu yesterday for Deputy Investigation Directors and Chief Investigation Officers at the National Investigation Department, the Home Minister said only a reliable information system would contribute to the establishment of peace, security and order in society. Stating strengthened and trustworthy information system was essential to combat organized crimes, drug smuggling, human trafficking and cyber crimes. The Home Minister asserted that the training would help scale up the department's work efficiency and transform it into professional intelligence body. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel is attending the 40th session of the UNESCO General Conference representing Nepal. Minister Pokhrel is scheduled to address the session regarding the issues related to Nepal's progress in education sector, higher education and inclusion, which are covered by the SDG 4. He will also sit for discussions about the UNESCO's assistance in Nepal and its sustainability. He is scheduled to address the session on coming November 16. The General Assembly, with the theme of A Global Laboratory of Ideas to Future Multilateral Cooperation, will run from November 12 to 27. Two writs have been filed in the Supreme Court demanding a mandamus order for issuance of new map of Nepal, including Limpia Dhura, and to clear the land encroachment by India through diplomatic means. Assistant Professor at Patan Multiple Campus, Parindra Nepal, and Advocate Sujit Kesi jointly registered a writ making Land Management Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Ministry as defendant and asking the ministry to unveil the new map of the country. Likewise, Advocate Kanchan Nupane has registered a writ at the Supreme Court for the same cause, making Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers and Home Ministry and Defence Ministry as defendants. The Election Commission has said the nominations have been filed by the candidates for the upcoming by-elections in the local levels to be held on November 30. The by-elections are being held to elect one municipality mayor, three rural municipality chairs, one vice chair of rural municipality and 43 ward chairpersons. Election Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha said 281 candidates had registered their nomination for the 48 posts in various local levels. The Legislation Committee under the National Assembly has formed a five-member subcommittee to study the core content of Nepal Media Council Bill 2018-19. The meeting of the committee held yesterday formed a subcommittee under the coordination of Thagendra Prakash Puri. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump has lauded his relationship with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as the leaders met to overcome mounting differences ranging from policies towards Syria to Ankara's purchase of Russian missile defense system. Trump's warm welcome of the Turkish president came amid anger in the United States Congress about Ankara's offensive in Syria to drive out the Kurdish forces, one of Washington's main partners in the fight against Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor has told impeachment hearings that President Trump directly asked about a Ukrainian investigation into his Democratic rival Joe Biden. In previously unheard testimony, Bill Taylor said a member of his staff was told Trump was preoccupied with pushing for a probe into Biden. He was speaking at the first public hearings in the impeachment inquiry. Trump told reporters he did not recall making such comments. Trump is accused of withholding U.S. military aid to Ukraine in order to pressure the country's new president to publicly announce a corruption inquiry into Biden among two favorites to take him in the 2020 presidential race. Trump denies any wrongdoing and has called the inquiry a witch hunt. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the western region along with partly to generally cloudy in the eastern and central regions. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 24.2 degrees Celsius and minimum of 12 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. President Bidyadevi Bhandari says visit by the head of state of Bangladesh pivotal for strengthening the bilateral ties between the two countries. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and visiting Bangladeshi President Mohammad Abdul Hamid discuss various aspects of Nepal-Bangladesh relations. Regional conference of the honorary consuls starts in Kathmandu and U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor tells impeachment hearings that the American president directly asked about a Ukrainian investigation. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.